NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by the Retail Clerks International Association, dedicated exclusively to the welfare of retail store employees. Now with the news, Peter Hackus.
At the request of reporters who cover the UN, Russian Premier Kosygin has agreed to hold a news conference in America. The Soviet leader will meet with reporters tomorrow evening in a committee room of the UN Assembly following the conclusion of the second of two Johnson-Kosygin summit talks at Glassboro, New Jersey. Kosygin was cheered by nearly 2,000 persons as he arrived at Niagara Falls Airport today. He and about 50 Russian officials are spending the day visiting the American tourist site. NBC Radio and Television will continue coverage of the Kosygin visit as events warrant. The U.S. today has announced another agreement to send food to India. The $112 million consignment of food grains and vegetable oil was agreed to in New Delhi. Included are wheat, wheat flour, and grain sorghum. The one-time Nazi commander of two extermination camps has been formally arrested at Dusseldorf, Germany, following his return under arrest from Brazil, where he had been in hiding. 59-year-old Franz Paul Stangl is accused of the World War II massacre of 700,000 Jews in Nazi-occupied Poland. A war crimes trial for Stangl is expected to begin shortly. Negro civil rights advocate James Meredith has resumed his walk through Mississippi, one which was interrupted a year ago by gunfire. We'll have a report after this message from the RCIA.
The working woman of today, who is the sole supporter of her family and whose income is derived entirely from her job, can maintain a good standard of living, raise her children well, even have extra time to participate in community activities if she's a member of the RCIA, the Retail Clerks International Association. Like over 500,000 other members of the RCIA throughout the United States and Canada, she has the assurance of receiving a good salary, paid vacations, medical and hospital expenses for herself and her children, and many other fringe benefits. All those things are clearly spelled out in her union-negotiated contract. This contract helps protect the security of her employment, which is the source of her livelihood and the future well-being of herself and her family. If you work in a retail store and would like more information, check your telephone directory for the local retail clerks union in your community or write to the Retail Clerks International Association, Washington, D.C., 20036. Once again, Peter Hackus.
At the town of Hernando, Mississippi, James Meredith has resumed his march against fear through Mississippi, beginning from the spot where he was wounded in a gunman's ambush more than a year ago. Accompanied by three youths, a relative, and a press agent, the 34-year-old Meredith began his 210-mile march toward Jackson, Mississippi, announcing that the purpose will be the same as it was a year ago. In his words, to challenge, expose, and extinguish that all-pervasive fear that permeates the existence of the Negro. Meredith wore khaki pants and a shirt, walking boots, and a beige rain hat as he stepped out of a Thunderbird which carried him from Memphis, Tennessee, to the spot 2 miles south of Hernando where he was wounded last June. In a brief statement at the outset of the march, Meredith said the purpose is not to stir up agitation. He said that he didn't know how far the march would take him today, that he would drive back to Memphis to spend the night, returning to the point where he leaves off on tomorrow morning. 75 investigators from many agencies, including the FBI, have begun looking into yesterday's airliner disaster at Blossburg, Pennsylvania. The FBI says it has seen no evidence of sabotage as yet. One federal safety investigator, John Reed, former governor of Maine, says talk of a bomb in the ill-fated plane is pure speculation. Reed says the plane's voice recorder was recovered. It will be flown to Washington shortly. All 30 passengers and 4 crew members aboard the Mohawk Airlines plane died in yesterday's crash. More in a moment.
To a Frenchman, it's the Eiffel Tower. To a Dutchman, it's a pretty flower. To an Indian, it's a monument. To a smoker, it's a Kent. The taste of Kent.
The taste of Kent.
The taste of Kent. More taste, fine tobacco.
If you smoke a filter cigarette, try the taste of Kent.
Russia's President Podgorny, flying home from a 3-day visit with President Nasser in Cairo, has stopped off today in Belgrade for a surprise conference with Yugoslav President Tito. Former Vice President Richard Nixon, touring the Middle East today, says Jerusalem religious relics should be given what he calls a Vatican-like status. Speaking with reporters in Tel Aviv, Nixon said such a status would guarantee the autonomy of the various holy places and keep them open to worshipers of all religions. Peter Hackus, NBC News, Washington.
Listen again on the hour when Kent Filter Cigarettes brings you NBC Monitor News.
News of the metropolitan area next on The Conversation Station, WNBC, AM and FM, New York.
And this is Fred Collins with metropolitan area headlines. More on Premier Kosygin. Soviet Premier Kosygin's 24-car caravan inadvertently caused 5 accidents today on its way to Kennedy Airport. Motorists were so interested that they forgot themselves and gawked. While they slowed down in the other lane, other motorists slammed into their cars. None of the accidents was serious. Kosygin will meet with President Johnson again tomorrow at Glassboro, New Jersey, and NBC Television will cover the meeting, scheduled to begin at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. New York's Francis Cardinal Spellman has arrived in Rome, Italy, to attend ceremonies at the Vatican. 27 new cardinals are being elevated. Brooklyn's Bedford-Stuyvesant section is to receive $7 million in federal aid. Labor Secretary Willard Wirtz has agreed to supply 2 Brooklyn agencies with the money, which will be spent for job training, attracting new businesses, and remodeling buildings and houses. The Port Authority advises motorists to avoid the Lincoln Tunnel. Construction on the New Jersey side is delaying traffic. Several New York judges don't think addicts who voluntarily surrendered themselves to police should be handcuffed. They plan a meeting next week to discuss whether handcuffs may violate the addict's constitutional rights. A spokesman from the State Narcotics Addiction Control Commission says that when someone comes before the court, he already is under restraint. Under New York State's new law on addiction, the addict may surrender himself voluntarily for treatment. He can also be forced into treatment in one of the state's treatment centers. Married college students at Princeton, New Jersey may soon have more housing. The federal government has agreed to lend $2 million to build apartments for them as soon as construction plans are approved. And New Jersey Senator Clifford Case believes the Senate should never again have to censure one of its members. Case says there would never be a need to censure if senators and their spouses were required to disclose all their finances. Now the weather picture, 83 degrees and hazy now. The humidity 63%, the barometer falling, wind from the south at 3 miles an hour. Mostly sunny and warm today with a high in the 80s except 70s at the shore. Fair and warm tonight, 65 to 70. Now repeating the present temperature, it's 83 degrees. And that's the news and weather to this moment. Next news at 1 with Russ Ward. This is Fred Collins.
Don't move, just leave your dial now. Here's Monitor. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's Monitor.
Don't move, stay a while, stay all weekend. We'll be happy to have you along. The Wii includes me, your host, Gene Rayburn, and to make you happy, we'll introduce you to Al Capp and Shirley MacLaine, and to begin with, this song. On monitor, the Cole Porter classic, Night and Day, given the modern treatment by Sergio Mendes in Brazil 66.
Hey, you are the one. Only you beneath the moon and under the sun.
Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are.
Love to you. children. And when we go to the lake in the summer, the laundry problem is something. But I use Fab with real borax. Gives me a clean you can get close to.
Oh, Fab, they put real borax in you. Oh, Fab, they put real borax in you. It's the new summer clean you'll want to get close to. Oh, Fab, I'm glad they put real borax in you.
Nancy Niblett, girl golfer, is behind a tree. An impossible shot to the green. Wait a minute. What's wrong, Nancy?
Just don't have the old swing.
Have some V8. That'll give you drive.
Looks good, like tomato juice.
But it's V8 vegetable juice. V8 gives you the natural goodness of 8 healthful garden vegetables. No single juice can match it.
I still say it looks like tomato juice.
Try V8 and see.
Wow, it sure doesn't taste like tomato juice.
Of course not. It tastes like V8. There goes the ball. It's in the cup. Nancy, how'd you do it?
Kept my head down and closed my eyes.
It's time once again to hear from Monitor's expert on nothing with opinions on everything, Al Kemp. But this time, there's a difference. In the past, Al himself has been the one to choose the subjects on which to express opinions, but lately, he's been facing audiences comprised of college students, and they pick the subjects in the form of questions. Then come Al's opinions. Here's a batch of them as he faced the students of Mary College in Bismarck, North Dakota.
If my son came to you and said that he wanted to run for president of the United States, what advice would you give him? I'd tell him to try other types of unskilled labor before I... Let's see. What is your philosophy on the hippies? What do they contribute to society? They don't contribute much, but they don't deprive us of much soap. But they do serve a useful purpose to society, no matter what a flop, failure and bum you are, you can't help feeling superior when you meet a hippie. How can you explain the sophistication of college-age students today? Sophisticated? How can you explain that naivete? There are a bunch of kids who think they are smart enough to run the country who weren't smart enough to know the CIA was running them. Do you think the poverty program has done any good? It certainly has. It's relieved the poverty of many of its administrators.
Hi, this is Coppertone's Hollywood correspondent, Army Orchard, visiting glamorous Charlene Holt. And let's talk about your current picture, Charlene, El Dorado.
Well, Army, it's a big Western in the classic style.
That's right. Lusty, explosive, filled with action.
And humor.
But because of El Dorado, I'll never play cards with you again.
Just because I learned a few card tricks for my part?
Learn to be an expert.
Well, I promise not to use them on you.
I'll hold you to that, Charlene. But say, you're also an expert on getting a terrific suntan.
No trick to that, Army, when you use Coppertone.
You've joined the Tannables, eh?
Certainly. Coppertone really gives you a better tan.
It's enriched to make your skin more tannable and to guard against skin dryness.
Yes, I get a beautiful tan, deep and dark, and I love the way it keeps my skin satiny smooth.
Then you agree. Tan, don't burn. Use Coppertone.
Of course. Double in spades.
Charlene Holt, you promised.
Sorry about that.
If anybody cares to quote me, feel free. And you can tell them I said that Shirley MacLaine will be a guest on Monitor 5 minutes from now, talking about, among other things, a new book she's written. So stay on the Monitor Beacon.
Joseph E. Levine presents Shirley MacLaine, conniving with Alan Arkin, carousing with Rossano Bronzi, deceiving Michael Caine, taunting Vittorio Gassman, and nearly killing Peter Sellers in Vittorio De Sica's Woman Times 7. The most exciting idea a man ever had for a motion picture in color.
Premieres Wednesday, Lowe's Tower East and 57th Street Lincoln Art Theaters. You know, there's nothing like the thirst you get on these hot summer weekends. The kind of thirst that calls for a couple of beers or more. And that's the kind of thirst that calls for Schaefer. Schaefer pleasure never fades. You get first beer pleasure, first glass to last. So when you work up a big thirst, let Schaefer go to work on it.
Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of conversation.
Gene Rayburn once again, coming up to 17 minutes past the Monitor Hour. Here's an item that might interest devotees of American history. There's a reenactment of Custer's Last Stand being presented today and tomorrow at the Crow Indian Reservation near Hardin, Montana. And if you're in the neighborhood, just happen to be around there, you might drop in and see if Custer and his men do any better this time. Chances are they don't, as this is alleged to be the only production of its kind presented from the Indian point of view. It should be most interesting.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
I like the taste. Simple as that.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
I think everybody who smokes should try a lark.
There's nothing, nothing, nothing like a lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
Great smoke, glad I changed.
Hey, there's nothing like a lark.
Have a lark today.
There is nothing like a lark. Have one.
The Bramble Bush next on monitor, with all the thorns removed by smooth-singing Trini Lopez.
The Bramble Bush is lovely. It thrills you with delight. The flowers on the Bramble Bush were all so pink and white. But if you reach to pluck one, as sure as you are born, the Bramble Bush will stick you with its prickly thorn. And the pretty girl is like a bramble bush. Yes, a pretty girl will thrill you very much. Oh, a pretty girl is like a bramble bush. But you'll get stuck if you should touch. Huh. The girl I fell in love with was such a lovely sight. So beautiful to gaze upon, so soft and pink and white. And as I reached to kiss her beneath the summer skies, I was so much in love I didn't realize that a pretty girl is like a bramble bush. Yes, a pretty girl will thrill you very much. Oh, a pretty girl is like a bramble bush, but you'll get stuck if you should touch. Ha-ha! The summer soon was over, and autumn chilled the sky. The flowers on the bramble bush began to fade and die. And with the faded flowers, my true love traveled on. And I can feel the thorns now that my lover has gone. Got the pretty girl, yes, it's like a bramble bush. Yes, the pretty girl will thrill you very much. Oh, a pretty girl, it's like a bramble bush. But you'll get stuck if you should touch. Oh, the bramble bush, yes. The bramble bush, oh, the bramble bush, yes, the bramble bush.
Excedrin headache number 9, the mother-in-law.
Oh, hi, Mom. Where's Gladys?
She's out looking for a part-time job.
What for?
Just to supplement your salary. I mean, everything in your life is just a little gray.
Mother,
a little shabby.
We can't go on.
You just never made it and you never will.
Mother, all I can do...
What's that little green bottle?
That's Excedrin.
You have a headache?
Yes, an Excedrin headache. If you get Excedrin headaches, why take anything less than Excedrin, the extra strength pain reliever?
Actress Shirley MacLaine has risen to the top of the box office attraction list, portraying a series of somewhat kooky characters. But contrary to the impression these roles may have given you, she's an extremely level-headed person in real life, has even written a new book. In Paris, she revealed a real Shirley MacLaine to Monitor reporter John Cannon.
Shirley, what's the name of the book?
As of now, it's called Don't Fall Off the Mountain.
In this book, are you in part talking about the East, Shirley?
The Far East? And
yes.
Yes. I talk about that. I talk a great deal about my travels, the places that are interesting enough to... I mean, it's not exactly a female Lowell Thomas travelogue, you know. And some interesting things have happened to me in the course of my traveling around.
Well, tell us an anecdote or two.
Well, the last trip During this 2.5 year period when I didn't work, I went around the world several times, and I went to India for 3 days and stayed about 3.5 months. In the course of the time there, I went to the Himalayas in a remote Shangri-La kingdom called Bhutan that's really been unpenetrated, actually, by the West. Only 12 Westerners have ever been there, they told me. And while I was there, I, for some reason, got caught in a coup d'etat. Someone tried to overthrow the king.
Not you.
I don't think so. Excuse me, I haven't checked lately, but I don't think it was me. But I was with some rather suspected citizens, I suppose, and they wanted those people, and I went along with them, and so we were arrested for about 3 days at the bottom of the Himalayas. We were arrested on top, just a little south of the Chinese border, but we made it down. We made a 3.5 day trip by jeep in 18 hours. It wasn't very easy. And at the bottom, they got us. That's just an incident. That's part of the book.
You spent some time in Africa, too, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you go into that in the book?
Mm-hmm. Spent a lot of time with the Maasai in East Africa.
Is that in Kenya?
Yes, I was in Kenya, Uganda, Tanganyika.
How did you happen to be there? Making a picture? Or?
No, I was on safari. I wouldn't make
again,
picture.
This is the difference. Movie stars the world over now are traveling and going to make pictures, but you travel for a purpose all your own.
Oh, yes. I don't see much when I'm in a place working. For instance, now I work every day here in Europe from 9 in the morning until 9 at night. I have to rest.
Shirley, as somebody who was very good professionally very young, this often means that you can't go through the same normal schooling that people who might say less talented or who are going to follow different lines of endeavor. So these projects you have of traveling and all, this means that your education never really stops, does it?
Well, one of the things I've always regretted about my early life was my lack of desire for education in school. I never learned a thing, nothing in school. Now, I don't know if that's a reflection on my disinterest or the American school system or the Virginia school system, I don't know what. I learned how to type in a typing class in the 10th grade. That's literally about all I can remember having learned. I studied Spanish. Teachers couldn't speak a word of it themselves. In the book, they could tell me what I did or didn't do right. In writing French, the same, but I've learned to speak French from being here. The Spanish I learned, what little I do know, I learned in a few days in Spain. I find that I'm more, by the process of osmosis, I soak up things that I'm genuinely desirous of learning. In school, I wasn't. Also, I wanted to be in show business. I was a dancer, and I was more concerned with the immediate progress I was making in that than I was in school. But when I graduated, and I got fairly good grades, of course, I learned how to cheat, expert. I could read another fellow's paper 3 miles away across the hall. Real thing to be proud of, isn't it? I wasn't at all when I got through, graduated, came out into the world, and took my first trip abroad. I realized how little I knew. And from then on, I wanted to learn. It was something that became compulsive.
We've been talking with Shirley MacLaine here at the Studio de Bologna in Paris. We came to visit Shirley MacLaine not so much as an actress, but as an author of a book called Don't Fall Off the Mountain. This is John Cannon from Paris for Monitor.
This is Keenan Wynn. Thank you all for volunteering to help stop the rumor that I am related to the Wynn Oil Company people of Azusa. Though we both spell our names W-Y-N-N, we are not, I repeat, not related. For helping me stop this rumor, the scout at the west exit of the stadium will give each of you a free can of Wynn's New Charge. Add New Charge to the oil in your crankcase. It restores compression, stops oil burning, gives your car total power. In other words, Wynn's New Charge will keep your car going strong. Now the Wynn Oil Company Chorale, directed by John Philip Azusa, will entertain you as you try to file out of here. Maestro?
Ready, Cousin Keenan!
Thank you.
Let's play games. The music of Frank Duvall on Monitor, which is often playful, but also keeps a close watch on the serious events that shape our society and brings you the important news as it develops on NBC stations coast to coast. In and near Portland, Oregon, that's over KGW. Gene Rayburn here, advising you all to stay alert.
And best personal regards, sincerely, etc., etc. Now read that back to me, Miss Jones. Miss Jones.
When you can't afford to be dull, sharpen your wits with No-Doze. No-Doze Keep Alert tablets or new chewable mints, safe as coffee, help you become more naturally alert to people and conditions around you.
Sharpen your wits with No-Doze. No-Doze keeps you alert.
Abba Eban, Foreign Minister of Israel, will meet the press tomorrow on the NBC Radio Network.
Oh, miss, is it true Northeast is all jets to Boston now?
Yes, sir. Brand new Yellowbirds. 17 jets a day, every hour on the half hour. 7:30, 8:30, 9:30, 10:30,
11:30. Save the fun with colorful Kodak Way. Don't forget the Kodak film today.
Keep your treasured memories on Kodak Color Film. It's 83 degrees and hazy in Big Town. The voice of Big Town, USA, WNBC, New York.
How about that place?
Doesn't look so hot to me either.
Well, why don't you pick one,
Dad? Why didn't you ask somebody? If you had asked somebody, I wouldn't be sitting here starving.
I'm frank, the next time you plan a trip, stop at a mobile station and pick up a mobile travel guide to take along with you. The mobile travel guide lists restaurants, motels, and hotels all across the country and gives each one an honest rating based on an actual inspection by a hard-to-please mobile travel guide inspector. So you know just what to expect when you get there.
It's about time.
While you drive, it's NBC. Monitor on NBC. On the go, on radio, it's NBC.
Yes, indeed, whether you're off on a picnic or headed to the local pizza parlor or just plopped down on your piazza, Gene Rayburn, that's me, guarantees you'll get more fine listening from Monitor 67 than from any other program in radio. Matter of fact, you'll also get more and more, the very latest, from Andy Williams.
More and more I miss you, honey. More and more each day. Nights are oh so cold and lonely since you have gone away. When all this heartache's over, we will be back in clover. So please hurry home, I need you more and
Simone for Coppertone.
Make the most of moments in the sun. Cockatone makes living in the sunshine fun. It gives the fastest tan, as you will quickly see. Cause nothing tans like Cockatone naturally. So get the fastest tan that anyone can. Tan, don't burn, get a Cockatone tan.
Come on, join the tannables and get the best of the sun with Cockatone. You'll get the fastest tan possible with maximum sunburn protection. A marvelously deep, dark, long-lasting tan. Cockatone not only has the most widely beach-tested sunscreen, it's enriched with lanolin, cocoa butter, and other moisturizers that actually make your skin more tannable, keep it satiny smooth and soft. Don't be a pale face. Get out in the sun and get a better tan with Cockatone.
Get the fastest tan that anyone can. Tan, don't burn, get a Cockatone tan.
The historic meeting in the little town of Glassboro, New Jersey, between President Johnson and Premier Kosygin was arranged on such short notice that communications problems had to be solved on what amounted to a crash priority. And for the details, NBC News correspondent Carl Stern talked with Mr. Don Van Lenten, news manager of the New Jersey Bell system.
Don, what was the effort that New Jersey Bell was required to put into this operation?
We first learned about the meeting here in Glassboro at about 6:25 in the evening, and by 10 o'clock we'd mustered a crew of about 400 people. The job in terms of size is comparable from a telephone standpoint of doing about 7 weeks' work in 7 hours. We had to roll in 75 vans. We had to string about 200 miles of cable. We had to install approximately 110 special telephones for the press, in addition to providing for broadcast services for the radio stations, a video feed from Glassboro into Philadelphia so that the networks could feed directly into the nationwide network. We had to add extra operators to handle the influx of calls during the day. The peak busy hour in Glassboro's history was 6,500 calls. Today, all day long, we've been running in excess of 9,000 calls.
You would not normally have the equipment here in this southern New Jersey community or even the area. Where did it come from?
Most of the equipment was brought in from Camden, some of it from Philadelphia, Atlantic City, and Vineland.
What type of expert personnel did you have to bring in? We talked only about equipment.
Well, we had to bring in experts, first of all, in video service. This is a craft unlike any other in the telephone business. We also had to bring in supervisory experts to direct the work of the 150 installers who were stringing the wire, installing the telephones, and providing the other special services for the press. And I might add, a lot of effort went into providing the special circuits the president requires whenever he moves.
You've pushed to get the facility in. You now have wires strung all around town. How long do you think it's going to take you to retrieve it all?
I just talked to one of my installers, and he said 10 men in an hour and a half could clear up this entire gymnasium. And it would probably take about 3 or 4 days to clear up the town, because in order to bring in the facilities, we had to install about 20 or 25 new telephone poles.
Did your men have any practice in this sort of thing? Have they staffed any political conventions?
We staffed, as you probably know, the Democratic National Convention in Atlantic
64.
City in 64.
Right.
And there, the problem was monumental compared to the problem we faced here, but we had so much lead time. In effect, what we had to do in Atlantic City was build a small community up to the communication strength of a community like San Francisco, but we had sufficient time. Here we were working against a very tight deadline.
Would you like to see another meeting like this in the near future?
Not next week.
Talking with Don Van Lenten, the news manager of the New Jersey Bell system, providing the servicing for the Kosygin-Johnson summit meeting here at Glassboro State College, New Jersey. This is Carl Stern, NBC News, reporting for Monitor.
When President Johnson and Premier Kosygin resume their conversations tomorrow at Glassboro, NBC will cover the historic event, bringing you all the important developments. Monitor moves along now, but first we'd like to mention an important development for our sports department. Beginning next weekend, Sandy Koufax will join the Monitor sports team, and he'll take his place with such outstanding personalities as Joe Garagiola and Mel Allen. And we're delighted to have him with us.
I like the way it tastes.
I agree. There's nothing like a lark.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
Lark has a good, easy taste.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
I think they're the nicest cigarette there is.
Right. There's nothing like a Lark.
There is nothing like a Lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
If there's but one strand of hair on top of your head, give it a break before it drops dead. Even a kid who's got more than his share should make extra sure he shampoos it with care. So pick up a tube of Breck Concentrate Shampoo. Cleans each strand so gently it's a hair saver for you. And the whole family will have hair that looks great because Breck quality is in Breck Concentrate. Sounds quite expensive? Then price it. You'll see how much can be saved when you buy quality. If you've a strand to your name, shampoo it with care. Try Breck Concentrate. It cleans every hair.
A monitor tip for the do-it-yourselfer. Now, here it is. If you have an egg beater that's retired from regular duty, you can use it to, guess what? Stir paint. It works very efficiently. It really is quite a good idea. And it can be cleaned easily, and you do that just by spinning it. A few spins in paint solvent. And here's another tip. What's first on your agenda this weekend, gardening or golf? Gardening? Well, then cut gardening time and still get out to the golf course. You ask how, I'll tell you. Borrow professional lawn or garden equipment from your local A to Z rental center. Reasonable rates on mowers, edgers, tractors, tillers, electric hedge trimmers, and lawn rollers, and all other equipment. See the yellow pages under rental service for the A to Z rental center near you. Borrow whatever your heart desires from A to Z. A to Z rental center, that is. And for everything from A to Z in entertainment and information, such as M for music, 1 minute from now, stay on the Monitor Beacon.
Maybe your grandfather will remember an old song on a Saturday night. He may also remember when he danced on Saturday night at Roseland. Well, it's a little different today. Now they dance on Saturday afternoon, too. Dedicated dance lovers who can't make it in the evening indulge their love of dancing at the Saturday matinee from 1:45 to 6 p.m. The usual Saturday night soiree begins at 8. On Sunday, dancing is continuous all day from 3:30 p.m. But no matter when you come to Roseland Dance City for the first time, the reaction is the same. You walk into a sensationally spacious ballroom that must stop you in your tracks. You glide out onto the largest, smoothest dance floor you've ever seen and dance to the finest dance music in the land. That's the ticket at Roseland. And that ticket is only $2 complete. Incidentally, restaurant and bar prices are surprisingly modest. Today, tonight, tomorrow, take your mate or date for your dancing delight to Roseland Dance City on 52nd Street just west of Broadway. That's Roseland Dance City, the world's most famous and famously air-conditioned ballroom.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, answers your questions.
Gene Rayburn once again at 13 minutes before the monitor hour, and according to an announcement from the Weather Bureau, the first hurricane of the year has been named Arlene. I wonder what Arlene Francis thinks of that. Other names chosen for following hurricanes are, in order, Beulah, Chloe, Doria, Edith, Fern, Ginger, and there are others if needed. Now what we need is music, and the name we choose is that of Patti Page. Her newest is Same Old You. Fern. Fern, a hurricane named Fern, huh?
In my arms, there's someone new. I give my good night kisses too. But it's still the same old you in my heart. No other. To me, baby, half as much. Yes, it's still the same old you in my heart. I thought that I would find a new, true love, but I might as well before I start. Although I try, oh how I try,
memory goodbye. It's still the same old you in my heart. I thought that I would find a new, truer love, but I might as well stop before I start.
Summer means four little leaguers and a daddy coach whose uniforms are a mess of dirt and perspiration. But I use Fab with Real Borax. Gives me a clean you can get close to.
Oh, Fab! They put Real Borax in you. Oh, Fab! They put Real Borax in you. It's the new summer clean you want to get close to. Oh, Fab! I'm glad they put Real Borax in you.
Next on Monitor, Chet Huntley, brought to you by the great American insurance companies, protecting the nation through hometown insurance agents. Here's Chet Huntley.
There is a persistent and nagging worry about this Middle East fiasco. We keep reading the data and the statistical details of Arab losses, and they refuse to diminish. Rather, they continue to mount. We have, with admirable intelligence and comprehension, reviewed over and over what the Soviet Union lost in the Middle East, in addition to what the Arabs lost. We have tried to put ourselves in the position of the Soviets to better understand their embarrassment. Most graciously and generously, our diplomacy in the past few weeks has not been too severe on the Soviets. We have consistently left the door or the gate open so that they might find maneuvering room in which to recover and save face and prestige. More on this in a moment, following this message from Great American Insurance.
Good morning. Nice day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Taking your boat out today?
She's a dory.
Oh, taking your dory out today?
Yeah.
With that outboard motor? What if you hit a rock or whale or something?
30 years in these waters. Insured, anyway.
Insured? Who insures boats?
Dory.
Dory. Who insures dory?
Great American.
Great American. They insured my house.
The worry is this. Did the Soviets simply have a bad turn of luck in the Mideast, or did they blunder into this deplorable situation by virtue of ignorance, poor judgment, and shockingly poor intelligence? If the Soviets, in putting their money on the Arabs, and they put a lot of it on the Arabs, simply bet on a bad horse, that's one thing. But if they thought they had a genuine winner, who merely had a misfortune this time but is bound to come in the next time, if their intelligence and their understanding and their judgment are faulty, that is something else. If ignorance is part of the Soviet misfortune in this Mideast fiasco, then it becomes pretty sobering. In that event, they could be equally as ignorant somewhere else or at another time. Our memories are led back to that crisis of the missiles in Cuba. We have reviewed that one over and over again. There are many indicators suggesting that the Soviets knew precisely what they were doing and simply were testing us to the very limit. And when they discovered that we could indeed meet the test, then they backed down. Yet, the case for that argument is not absolutely ironclad. In all that incredible period of crisis, there is much to suggest that the Soviets sometimes are the world's supreme bunglers. The Cuban Missile Crisis does have fearful elements of Soviet ignorance. Ignorance of the American temper, underestimation of our policies and what we regard as our vital interests. The story of the missile crisis reminds one of a Russian with too much vodka staggering through a minefield, and we are left wondering whether this is a replay of that whole period. In a situation of this kind, we would prefer dealing with Soviet cunning. That we can handle. But if some of this is the product of Soviet ignorance, we have a different problem. there is so little time to educate a nation as powerful and as risk-taking as is the Soviet Union. This is Chet Huntley, NBC News, reporting for Monitor.
Now this word for Oldsmobile.
Let's hear it for the Youngmobiles.
If your life's kind of bland, make a change, take a stand. Feel yourself a new hand with a Youngmobile. Come alive, get that feel, buckle up, take the wheel. Step out front for real with a Youngmobile.
Now's the time for you to go Oldsmobile, today's beautiful buy, at your nearest one-stop transportation center.
Buy an Oldsmobile.
You'll be hearing again from Chet Huntley throughout the weekend here on Monitor, and you can hear him weekdays, too, over the same NBC radio stations. You're traveling through the weekend world with Summertime Monitor.
When you think of air conditioning, think of Central Air Conditioning. Think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant Air Conditioning is the best kind of air conditioning, 'cause Bryant cools your whole home, not just a room or two.
And Bryant Gas Air Conditioning reduces humidity, dust, dirt, and pollen. It's quiet. And because it's gas, it's economical. It has fewer major moving parts, so there's less to wear out in service. Most gas companies sell in service Bryant and offer low interest financing with easy monthly payments.
When you think of air conditioning, think of Central Air Conditioning. Think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant Air Conditioning is the best kind of air conditioning, 'cause Bryant cools your whole home, not just a room or two.
For a free estimate, call your gas company or your Bryant dealer.
Mitchell there with a new version of a really old favorite, Dardanella. Latest NBC Monitor news on the hour is just a minute or so away, so stay informed about the constantly changing weekend world. I'm Gene Rayburn.
My name, Jose Jimenez, the bell boy, carrying a message from the bell system. You hear that poor fellow crying over there? A beautiful resort and no room because he forgot to call ahead. And the wife and the kiddies are out in the car discussing the plans for a new daddy. Now he's groaning, and I hate to see a groaning man cry. I'll go over and comfort him very sweetly. Hey, stupid, till next time. Good vacation planners call ahead for reservations. Either plan ahead or plan to cry a lot.
Party time rolling around at your house again. This time, make it the best ever. In fact, borrow a perfect party. The equipment for everything from a lawn barbecue to a wedding reception at your A&Z Rental Center in East Northport, Smithtown, and Coram, Long Island. Borrow extra folding chairs, banquet tables, punch bowls, silver coffee urns, shiny silverware, sparkling glasses, chafing dishes, plus record players and a whole lot more, all at reasonable rates. Whatever the party, from wedding reception to lawn party, you provide the folks and food, and A to Z will provide most everything else. Borrow anything your heart desires from A to Z. A to Z Rental Center in East Northport in the Elmwood Shopping Center, in Smithtown at 261 North Main Street, and in Coram at 187 Jericho Turnpike. Call or drive out to your A to Z Rental Center. They're in the yellow pages under Rental, A to Z Rental Center, where perfect parties, big and small, are a specialty of the house.
Ham and cheese comes on rye. So does Lee Leonard's humor. Afternoons at 1. on the Big Voice of Big Town USA. WNBC, New York.